the Twins ended up not even being in the top three in the division. Two other teams passed them up. The Guardians passed them up. So that's three. And it just makes me think, you know, somehow without the outrageous talent, our team figured out a way to end up with the second best record in the American League. And it makes me a little more confident that because they've been playing games all season long where I think Stephen Vogt has managed them like playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially early on. Like, I think that's what I think that's why we all really liked him in the beginning. We're like, what's going on with this team? You know, in April,
he was
like,
managing to win.
Yeah, like right out of the gate, which I love. I mean, I think games in April are as important as games in October. Well, at least September. And you know, I don't like
well,
when
they
you
all
give
count.
Away.
You know, you think you let one get away in April, you think, oh, it's only April. Yeah, but if you lose by a game, you're in trouble.
Yep.
I think this team, and it truly, the what the Royals did, what the Tigers have done, I think it gives me even more confidence in the Guardians' ability to go and win this series against Detroit, and then who knows?
Although you did say some things I thought were interesting before, like Tigers aren't scared.
Oh, not at all.
The thing is, they can't pitch Skubal for, you know, three games in a row.
True.
So, I mean, that's the, you know.
That's true.
I think that's a deciding factor in this thing.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, Jeff, I tend to agree with you. Like, I think a three-game series is too short. How do you play a marathon season, which baseball is, right? A marathon, literally. 162, well, I guess 161 for some teams. And then you decide the fate of a team on three games. I just don't think it's right. And listen, I'm not crying any tears for the Astros because I don't care for the Astros. But, you know, let's be honest. The Tigers are hot at the right time, and that's all it takes, man. In a short series, that's all it takes. So,
and this is only a five-game series, Nelson. So, to me, it's almost the same type of deal, you know?
Yeah, it really is, right? And listen, I'm confident as the next guy because, you know, the Guardians have gotten to a place where, let's be honest, none of us thought the Guardians would be here, right? And to have won as many games as they did. But you ought to be rewarded for that a little bit. And not that I'm scared of the Tigers, but the Tigers are playing well. I think it'd be a fun series, but I think to decide it in five games, I just don't think that is right. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Nelson, thank you very much.
How else can you do it? Like, we've talked about
well,
this.
You narrow down the playoffs, but we all know the bottom line is dollars. What brings in dollars in Major League Baseball? Television. So we understand that.
And more eyeballs.
And
like
more
I
games.
Said,
and more games.
You know, on Tuesday when the wild cards were going, I love the fact that I could sit there and watch four games yesterday. You can watch four games and they're not all on at the same time. You can always catch the end of one of those games, even if the other one goes a little bit slower. And it's boom, boom, boom. I think it was great. Like, I know they're the playoffs, and that you know that fires up the intensity. But if you're even a mild baseball fan, it was hard not to turn away, especially on for the first game. It was fun. It was fun, man. I was 1,000%. I would have been anyway, but I was really engaged. I was like, "Ooh, what happened? Ooh, what's going on with the Tigers? Got to know what's going on. Got to know."
What other than bullpen? As you look at our team, what gives you confidence in a series against the Tigers?
Well, first of all,
the bullpen gives me confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know that the offense does. I don't know that the starting pitching does. But, Andy, I've felt that way about this team all year, and look where they are.
I don't know. Can you double down knowing that you've got the best closer in the game without me? Yeah, I know you're saying what else, but I just think he's so special. To have a closer the way the Guardians do, I don't know that you could ask for much more. I mean, you've already made it an 8-inning game.
Well, can I?
I
don't mean to poo-poo this, but I'm going to anyway. The only thing about a bullpen, you got to be in the lead when you get to your closer,
or tied.
When you get to your bullpen, you've got to be close. It's got to be a tight game. In other words, your starters can't go out and get rocked. I don't expect that to happen with this team. It hasn't too often this year. That's the only thing about a bullpen to me that sometimes concerns me. You know, if your starter goes out and gives you a quality start, Andy, and in this day and age, that's 3 runs in 6 innings. If he gives you a quality start, your offense still has to go out and put up 2 in those 6 innings, or your bullpen's just trying to protect a 3 to or being, you know, hang tight so that the offense might be able to score 4. So the offense to me is a little bit of a concern. We've seen it go south badly at times, and then it bounces right back. It just can't go south now, because you've got to get to that bullpen with a lead or a close game. And that's
the playoffs, though.
I know, but that's been the recipe of success of this team all year. That's my one concern. They better score some runs so that you can get to the bullpen, hopefully with a lead.
They just need to get to 5. I would have said that during the regular season too. Get me to 5 runs. If you can do that, we can win these games. That's all you got to do. And so, if the bottom of your lineup is shaky and it can't get you the runs, you got to rely. The problem you run into is what's going on at the top of the lineup, right? And if those guys don't hit, then you have issues. Guys that you've been able to depend on all season long, guys that got you there, guys that, you know, helped you win the Central. And so, I think when Manzardo started to hit and Thomas started to hit,
I know,
and you were getting production from the middle of the lineup,
all of a sudden there are 2 bats that you didn't have before.
Yeah, it's that simple, isn't it?
Well,
if Kwan just needs to be
simple,
okay,
but they have to keep it going.
Ramirez.
I mean, Lane Thomas to me, Andy, saved, I think, all of our hopes, because, you know, at one point he was hitting 111 as a Guardian, and then man, did he warm up in September. He had a great September. Manzardo came up and made you ask the question, well, why has he been in Columbus all year? Because he was hitting in Columbus, you know, after they sent him down.
Right.
The first time when he didn't hit here. And it makes me think, okay, they have to keep that rolling. You know, I think a guy like John Kenzie Noel is going to have to come up with some key hits when he's out there. I would assume they're going to platoon in right field. And I would assume Lane Thomas is just in center, period. And Stephen Kwan's going to have to hit like Stephen Kwan, early in the season, but like Stephen Kwan, who we know can hit.
I mean, you're looking at Kwan, Thomas, and Brennan, right? That's really what you're probably looking for the outfield.
I would think Noel against lefties.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the power numbers.
Yeah,
he scares you.
They still need to figure out the roster, so I wonder who's on this playoff roster, who's not, because you got to cut back. This is going to be, I mean, every guy brings a little bit something different to this team.
Well, and that's
you might be looking at who was on the bubble.
And Stephen Vogt managed the heck out of it using the entire roster. You know,
yeah,
it's not like what Mike Hargrove did, because Mike had clear cut starters who, if Mike didn't put these guys in the game, everybody would say, why aren't you putting that guy in the game? But Mike's line was always accurate and true to this day. Guys are starters for a reason. You start them because they're clearly better than the other guys. I don't know that this team, in a couple of spots, right field might be one of them, has those situations. You know, and you could make the case at shortstop, but I'd play Rocchio. You know, what are you going to do at catcher? You're going to play Bo? I mean, there are some things that Stephen Vogt still has to decide, but I think Lane Thomas, I think Kyle Manzardo answered those questions for you. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Where's that, Andy?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Anthony.
Heights. That's right. Cleveland Heights.
Yep. Heights.
Hey, you know, one thing, the 3-game series in the wild card round, one thing it does do is it places some emphasis on the regular season by way of avoiding that round. So, I mean, if you wanted to do anything, I would say extend the division series to 7 games. Having said that, I don't think there's anything you can really do that's going to change the calculation of the front offices. That the strategy is to just get into as many playoffs as you can, because it's going to stay a a crapshoot, even at seven-game series across the board for every round. So that's the thing I'll say about the playoffs. You know, in terms of the the length and number of games, and so forth. One other thing I wanted to point out, just to thicken the plot on who the game two and game three starters. Gavin Williams, three starts against Detroit this year, 16.1 innings pitched, three earned runs, 12 hits, 22 strikeouts, and four walks. That's a 1.65 ERA, and that's a whip under one. So, I mean, it's going to be – I mean, he's, the vote's going to have a tough call to make on games two and three, because the obvious rejoinder to that is look at how Gavin has performed all year. You know, that's a risk. Unless they go up 1-0 and he says, I'll take my chances with Gavin.
Yeah, he's been up and down, Anthony, all year. You're right. And that's a decision that Stephen Vogt's going to have to make. Who do the folks in Las Vegas like in our series? Tigers, Guardians. Who do they like coming up on Sunday? Browns, Commanders. Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joins us next with all that info and more.